Services have been sent around the state for anyone wishing to attend. Hubbard says some people near Weldon Springs State Park at Clinton, which is also slated to close, are planning to join. A motorcade will leave from Kickapoo Landing at 8 tomorrow morning and head west on Interstate 74 and 72. Tomorrow's rally runs from 10 to 3 at the Lincoln Capitol by the state, the Lincoln statue by the state capitol. Police say school children are among four people who have died in a collision involving a school bus and a dump truck at a rural intersection in northern Indiana. Cass County, Indiana Coroner Gene Powlin confirms that four people were killed in the crash. Law enforcement officials on the scene confirm some of the victims are students who were aboard the bus. The crash occurred about 3 p.m. Eastern Time at the intersection of U.S. Routes 24 and 35 west of Logansport. That's about 70 miles north of Indianapolis. Parkland College's annual fundraising campaign has raised about $1 million so far, 25% higher than a year ago. College Foundation Executive Director Carl Myers says much of the money raised during the campaign that began in August will go towards providing scholarships to students. He says that's important for students struggling with tuition costs.
When the community college system was originally put together, it was to be funded by one-third local taxes, one-third state, and one-third tuition. And since that time, it's changed dramatically to where the state now is putting in less than 20% of the operating fees. So there's where some of our efforts need to cover.
Myers says Parkland is operating on the same amount of money the state gave to community colleges in 1992. Last year, the Parkland Foundation raised $1.8 million, and it awarded more than $200,000 in scholarships to 182 Parkland students. The foundation's goal this year is to raise $2 million. The fundraising campaign will end in October. About 450 teams have signed up for this weekend's Bags Tournament to benefit the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club. And the organization's development director says they hope that number to reach 1,000 in future years. The CU Bags Tournament replaces rubber duck races as the Boys and Girls Club's major community fundraiser for its youth activities in Champaign-Urbana. The game is known as beanbag in some areas, cornhole in others, but whatever the name, Boys and Girls Club development director Michael Bird says they hope participation will be high.
The exciting thing about this is that it is a game that's just really gaining in popularity. You see it at tailgating, you see it in university environments, you see it when people are getting together over the weekend around the house or something. I've even heard there's a movie coming out this fall called Cornhole the Game.
The CU Bags Tournament is being played outdoors on Green Street in Champaign's campus town tonight and on Neal Street in downtown Champaign tomorrow and Sunday. Registration in the youth division is free thanks to a private donation. Registration fees for others are $30 per two-person team. Bird says teams can still sign up for Saturday and Sunday competition in the youth, open, and pro divisions at the tournament sites. It's 5:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Christie Clinic Association, with offices in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, Mahomet, Tuscola, and Danville, providing quality health care to the residents of Central Illinois.
Well, we enjoyed sunny skies today in Central and Southeast Illinois, along with northeast winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. There were gusts up to 20 miles per hour over eastern Illinois today. The temperatures ranged from 79 to 84 degrees. With less humid air today as the dew points slipped into the 40s. High pressure from the Great Lakes to Texas will remain anchored over the Midwest through this weekend, and as a result, fair skies and warm temperatures will continue across the region. A cold front over northwest Minnesota and central South Dakota will move into Wisconsin and Iowa tomorrow, bringing them a few showers and thunderstorms. A stronger cold front is forecast to move through Illinois Monday and Monday night, bringing the next chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms here, along with much cooler air, to follow. Lows tonight should be in the upper 40s and 50s across the Midwest. High temperatures tomorrow will reach the upper 70s to mid-80s, except for 65 to 75 over central and northern Wisconsin. Taking a look now at the Champaign-Urbana weather forecast, prepared by meteorologist Ed Kieser. It calls for clear skies tonight, the low 52, winds from the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. It should be sunny tomorrow, the high 84, northeast to north winds at 7 to 14 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 54. For Sunday, mostly sunny, the high around 80, partly cloudy Sunday night, the low 56. And for Monday, increasing cloudiness, a chance of a few showers late in the day, Monday's high around 80. Right now, it's 79 degrees outside Campbell Hall in Urbana. I'm Jim Meadows. It's 5:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. It's being called the biggest bank failure in U.S. history. Seattle-based savings and loan Washington Mutual had suffered big losses selling risky mortgages to homebuyers. Last night, it was seized by the government and most of its assets sold to J.P. Morgan Chase. Regulators say the bank failed in part because of a sudden rush by depositors to pull their money out over the past week or so. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Regulators had long been keeping